we hear these words so often, and we that they settle kind of into this familiar song, the cadence being comforting. The message feels soft, warm, like a reassurance that someday things will be set right. I'll never forget, or I remember being a child at my doctor's office, and they had this, you know, color book. It wasn't a coloring book, but it was in color, and it had the stories of Jesus, you know, the Ark and all of that. And in this particular, the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is sitting there on a rock, and everybody's just gently seated around him. But what if Jesus' words were not in a whispering tone? What if he was shouting them? What if these words of comfort were not really for comfort, but words of revolution? So I want us to imagine, close our eyes, take a breath. Now you're part of the crowd. You're standing on the hillside in first century Galilee. It's hot. Really hot. The air is thick, dust all over you. So many bodies around you. People who have traveled from miles away to hear Jesus speak. The man who touches lepers, eats with sinners, and talks back to power. Now with your eyes closed, look around. Who do you see? Are they wealthy? Educated? Are they powerful men in polished robes? Or are they the overlooked? The ones who labor, who limp, who are cast aside? Who among them uses a cane? Who walks with a hunch? Who speaks with a stutter? Who cannot see or who cannot hear? Who was left behind in the city because the path was too difficult to travel? And when Jesus lifts his voice, who does he look at? Does he speak to the powerful? To those who've never questioned whether they belong? Or does he turn his gaze to the ones who have been told again and again that they are not enough? Does he see them? Does he see us? You can open your eyes. So who is blessed? Jesus' words in the Beatitudes are not platitudes, sweet platitudes. They're a radical reordering of the world in a society where wealth was seen as proof of divine favor, where sickness was considered a punishment, where disability meant exclusion. Jesus says something unimaginable. Blessed are you, not them, not the ones with power, you. Blessed are you who have been pushed to the edges of society. Blessed are you who have been mocked, ignored, dismissed. Blessed are you who have been told you don't belong. This is not a future promise. It is not a someday you will be blessed. It is you are blessed. Now, as you are. This week alone, Donald Trump, a man who has never known what it means to be overlooked, stood before a crowd and sneered at the idea that people with disabilities could work in positions of leadership. Quote, the FAA is actively recruiting workers who suffer severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions under a diversity and inclusion hiring initiative. And just days before that, he signed Executive Order 14-183 titled Prioritizing Military Excellence and Readiness, an order which directs the Department of Defense to revise its policies concerning transgender individuals in the military, which effectively prohibits transgender individuals from serving openly in the U.S. military, citing concerns over unit cohesion, mental and physical readiness, and overall military effectiveness. Let's be clear about what he is saying. He's not expressing concern for national security. He's not interested in a real conversation about fitness for service. He was saying that if your body does not fit a narrow vision of what is worthy, you are disposable. He was saying you do not belong. And for some, naming this is enough. Some believe that if we just tell people what's happening, if we just make them see, it will be enough to create change. But I have to ask, do you think the crowd listening to Jesus on that mountainside needed to be told they were oppressed? Do you think the poor needed to be told they were poor, the sick that they were sick? Recognition alone does not liberate. Jesus does not simply say, I see you. He said, you are blessed. And then he called them to act. Jesus does not look at the outcast and say, I acknowledge you. He does not pat the leper on the back and go on his way. He does not meet the hungry and say, I hear you. He feeds, he heals, he moves. Recognition without movement is nothing. I've been in too many rooms where people like to name the problem and call it progress. They will say, we recognize systemic injustice. We recognize the harm. But they will not say we will change it. They will say, we support trans people in the military. But they will not say we will fight to make it so. They will say we believe disabled people are equal, but will not say we will tear down the barriers that keep them from leading. But Jesus doesn't let us off that easy. Last year, when I was working in a shelter, I walked out of my office and there was a woman there, and she was holding an infant. Without a word, I held out my arms and she passed the baby to me, and I cradled him, asking in my imperfect Spanish, ¿Cuántas meses? 10 meses, she answered, 10 months. I looked in the baby's eyes, wondering about the journey that had brought him here. His mother had crossed borders, faced unimaginable hardship, so that he might have a life where he could be seen, where he could belong. And I thought about how different his future will be from mine. I thought about who will see him as blessed and who will not. What does it mean to be blessed in a country that calls you a burden? What does it mean to be blessed in a church that calls your needs an inconvenience? Jesus' Sermon on the Mount was not a comforting message to be whispered. It was a public challenge to the way the world sees worth. If we are followers of Jesus, then we must do more than listen. We must see the ones the world refuses to see. Name the injustice and dismantle it. Tear down the barriers that keep people out. Stop thinking that recognition alone is enough. Because Jesus does not just see the oppressed. He blesses them, he raises them up, and he says, you belong, not someday, but now. Blessed are those the world ignores. Blessed are the disabled, the trans, the immigrant, the cast aside, those who have been told they do not belong. Blessed, too, are those who refuse to accept that as a final word, because in that moment, we choose to follow the Jesus who sees us all and demands we do more than just see.